brothers and sisters. I am glad you are joining me for today's message. I just wanted to share a short message with you to encourage you while we're all practicing social distancing during this fun time. It's a short message, so please do not fast forward me or put me on mute. If you need help or you want to talk, please email or call one of the pastors. Our church website at our church website at nwcbc.com has all our email addresses. Check this website for updates and messages. It'll let us know when we can resume our worship services. These are scary times. People are afraid of getting sick and dying. The stock market is crashing. The store shelves are empty. It is a scary time, and it's normal to be scared. Many people are wondering, why did God create the coronavirus? Is God punishing us? Is this the end times? If we repent, will we be healed? Well, the theological answer is this. We live in a fallen world. Sin has corrupted this world, so the once perfect world that Adam and Eve lived in no longer exists. When sin entered this world, so did death, disease, and decay. Human suffering is a part of human history. We have had plagues and pandemics since the Old Testament times. So what's going on? What is happening with all these things? What is God doing? Well, God uses times like this for His purpose and our good. We see this in this passage in James chapter 1, verse 2, 3, and 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Trials are external stresses. There are the physical troubles that we face in everyday life. It may be conflict in a relationship. It might be health problems. The coronavirus is a trial. And God uses trials to strengthen our faith. But at the same time that God wants to strengthen our faith, Satan wants to weaken our faith. Satan wants to turn our trials into temptations. In fact, the Greek word for trial can be translated temptation. Temptations are internal stresses. When trials come, we are tempted to give up on God or to doubt God's love for us. We are tempted to lose control and get angry at each other and be mad, or we might be tempted to become sad and depressed. We might even lie, cheat, and steal to get what we need. God uses trials to help us develop perseverance. We don't give in to fear. We stand strong in our faith. God wants your faith to grow so that it is mature and complete. Instead of panicking, God wants you to pray. Instead of worrying, God wants you to worship Him. When our attitude is right with God, we can respond in the right way with wisdom and patience. I see three truths that God wants us to understand during this difficult time. The first truth is this: it is a time for testing. God allows us to be tested to see what our faith looks like. We see this in James chapter 1, verse 2. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him. How are you responding to this current crisis? Are you filled with fear or with faith? Are you panicking or are you being patient? Are you looking out for the interest of others or just for yourself? Are you passing the test, or do you need to strengthen your faith to look like Jesus? The closer you move to God, the closer, the stronger your faith will be. If you need help, you need encouragement, call one of the pastors, call a Christian friend. We want to encourage you. The second truth we learn from this experience is that it is a time to be humble. There are long lines of people at Costco's. I know because I was in line. There are people fighting over toilet paper. One man hoarded 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer to sell it at a profit. It is very humbling to see us all acting this way. It is a reminder that it doesn't take much for us to become sinful and selfish and to behave badly. It is in times like this that we see what we really look like. God uses these difficult times to humble us. The man who hoarded 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer was embarrassed by the publicity, so he donated everything to a charity. When he was humbled, he did the right thing. God wants us to be humble, so we do the right thing. If we realize that we've been behaving badly, our attitudes or our actions are bad, we can confess our sins and get right with God. We can start heading ourselves in the right direction. 1 Peter 5, 6 says this, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you." When you admit that you need God, you can let God carry your worries. You just need to follow his word and obey his wisdom. When we choose to become givers, when we look out for the interests of others and help people, that's when we grow in our faith. That's when we become like Jesus Christ. The third truth we learn is this. It is a time to declare our dependence on God. See, in this technology-filled world, we don't think we need God. We just need to turn on a switch or click on a tab and we get what we want. But this invisible virus that has traveled around the world in 1 week because of technology has brought us to our knees. We have forgotten that God has been good to us. He's been gracious to us and given us many blessings, even though we have been disobedient. Jesus said in Matthew 5:45, "He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." But when the rain stops and the sun stops shining, we realize how dependent we are on God's grace. We need to be grateful every day for the good things that God gives us. God wants to turn your trials into triumphs. So I encourage you, if you're feeling bad, you're feeling miserable, you're scared, declare your dependence on God. Not just for today, but for all eternity. The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and rose from the dead to pay your sin debt and to give you eternal life. When Christ is in our hearts, we can learn to be humble and thankful for every day. Exercise your faith by looking out for the interests of others. Check up on family, friends, and neighbors to see if they have any needs. Is there someone you need to call to encourage? See, when you can serve others during this difficult time, it means that your faith is mature and complete. If you want to hear more messages about going through trials, check the sermon section on our church website at nwcbc.com to listen to our sermon series on the book of James. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for today with all of its blessings and its burdens. Help us to walk through today's trials, holding on to you and obeying your word to love one another. Strengthen our faith as we develop perseverance. Thank you for the hope and salvation we have in your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is in his name that we pray. Amen. Take care and have a great week.